Until now, Donald Trump has got to where he is, the Republican presidential nominee in waiting, with a mixture of bluster and boasts, a simplistic formula that chimes with Americans fed up with the established parties. He's been notably policy light, but with the nomination sewn up, Trump is now making policy pronouncements, and they're sending shivers down the spines of many. America first, this is Credo, an America that is rich and great again. He wants to run the country like a company. His critics say he will run America and the rest of the world into the ground. Recently speaking to the APAC American Jewish Gathering, he announced a significant change in company policy were the White House to fall under Trump management.
We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
Until recently, these radical positions and others, plus the outsider character of Donald Trump, meant the Republican establishment hated him. But now it looks like he might win. None of that matters. Trump says he admires Vladimir Putin. He's already squaring up to take on China and says he's ready to talk with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem speaking to him. At the same time, I would put a lot of pressure on China. We have tremendous power over China. China can solve that problem with one meeting or one phone call.
I'm Donald Trump.
Trump's simplistic vision of the world continues into radical Islam and the war on it.
Donald Trump calls it radical Islamic terrorism.
While Washington and the checks and balances in the American system ensure much of this will be watered down, on this evidence, Trump could be a wrecking ball in terms of foreign policy.
And he'll stop illegal immigration by building a wall on our southern border that Mexico will pay for.
We will make America great again.
On Thursday, he delivered the cherry on the cake, promising to build a pipeline cancelled by President Obama on environmental grounds, and to ignore yet another international treaty.
So foreign bureaucrats are going to be controlling what we're using and what we're doing on our land in our country. No way. No way. We're going to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement.
Trump's populism and appeal seems undamaged as yet by polls indicating women loathe him for his sexism, and the Latino and black voters loathe him for his racism. Despite writing off these huge sections of the electorate, some of those same polls suggest he could beat Hillary Clinton.